We've been exploring the educational alternative represented by the more than 1,600 community colleges across the USA, serving more than 6 million students. Community colleges are good at seeing what their local communities need, but they may or may not be able to commit resources to meet those needs. Community colleges are less expensive than traditional four-year institutions, but many of you told us that while cost is a factor, the chances for success in college, you say, are based just as much on clarity and commitment going in, and that community college dropout rates remain high. Alex from Oregon writes on our site, "There's a bit more to the cost of college than just tuition, and that limits how many apply to Ivy League schools. Never mind the actual acceptance rates. Many people still need to do some careful planning, including weighing the varied graduation and career placement rates of lower-priced schools." Shanna Jaggers is Assistant Director of the Community College Research Center at Columbia University's Teachers College. She's also co-author of the book Redesigning America's Community Colleges, A Clearer Path to Student Success. Getting graduation rates up means convincing students that their completed degree programs have real value in the real economy.
Community colleges are designed to serve the whole community, which is a very diverse mix of people with different kinds of goals and who have different types of issues that they're dealing with in their life outside of school. But one of the problems that we have with community colleges right now is that they don't necessarily assess the goals that students have up front. So if a student leaves without graduating, we don't know if that's a success or a failure. So in the book, we propose that community colleges need to do a much better job of first helping students explore and identify their goals, and then help support students to meet those goals.
Liberal arts colleges love to talk about the well-roundedness of a liberal arts education and that it provides this magical, intangible something or other that gives people a sense of what civilization is about, the shared values of that civilization, et cetera. Is there an analog to that in community college? Is there something different but equally valuable that community colleges provide that constitutes the magic there?
Absolutely. So community colleges have sort of two different tracks. There's the transfer track, which is supposed to prepare you for going on to a four-year college. And then there's the more career, technical, occupation track that's supposed to allow you to go out into the workforce. And both of those do have a type of liberal arts component. We recommend that community colleges take much more seriously the concept of a liberal arts education. What is it that they want their students to be able to do by the time they leave the community college and transfer to a four-year college, and make sure that their curriculum is designed explicitly to help students do that? And similarly, in the career technical education track, students really need to have the kinds of soft skills that employers are looking for: creative thinking and being able to work with other people and being able to learn things on your own. And so those components need to be integrated into career technical education through some of those liberal arts type courses, or at least sort of pieces of that curriculum that can be integrated into these more career oriented courses.
I consider, and this is deliberately a prejudice, a myth, I consider a run-of-the-mill community college to be a place where you learn computer science, nursing, physical therapy, maybe industrial auto mechanics, and that's about it. What's an innovative institution that's really worthy of exploration by your prize committee?
There are many different kinds of innovative, creative industries. A lot of community college programs have entrepreneurship programs that are designed to help students find their joy and passion and build a business around it. I was just in Virginia and heard the governor of Virginia speak, and he talked about the importance of green energy to the Virginia economy. They have one of the largest solar fields in the country that has just been installed. And he spoke to the community college presidents and said, "You know, I went out to that solar field and I was so excited about all the new jobs it's going to bring to Virginia. And I looked at one of those solar panels and it said, 'Made in Georgia.' I don't want to see that anymore. From now on, I want to see 'Made in Virginia.' I want to see at least three or four community colleges that have a solar panel production that is filling our solar fields here in Virginia."
Did you begin with this faith in the community college system, or did you have to acquire it?
I didn't think a lot about community colleges before I started working at the Community College Research Center. I wasn't entirely aware of the sector because both of my parents have master's degrees. It was always assumed that I was going to go on and get at least a bachelor's, probably more. I would say that one of the first things that impressed me about community colleges was the passion that so many instructors and administrators have about the mission to help so many low-income students succeed and move forward to success in their life. Seeing that really inspired me to feel that, you know, these people care. They really want to know how they can change their practice in order to make the world better, and I can help them do that.
That's a really touching story because because you hear about people who go to the Kennedy School at Harvard who want to then leave the Kennedy School and, you know, go be at the UN or be a cabinet secretary or something like that and change the world that way. But it's so interesting and beautiful to hear the idea that, no, in fact, the social change, the changing of the world begins that first day of community college.
Oh, yeah. I think that's absolutely true for so many of these students. They're the first in their family to go to college. It feels like they're stepping into a whole new universe, that the world might be opening up for them and for them to, you know, maybe get halfway through a first semester and feel like they're floundering, to feel like they're failing and to withdraw is really, really heartbreaking. And the faculty who see this every semester, they want to know how they can stop that.
Is the redesign process you describe in your book an expensive one?
A lot of the things that we recommend in our book can be done with minimal cost by reallocating resources within the college. For example, buying out a faculty member's course for the semester. So instead of teaching the course, they are working on redesigning aspects of the curriculum. There are other things that cost a little bit more money. One of the key ones is new technology systems to support a lot of the change in processes that we're recommending. The technology is not there to replace anybody. It's there to help people do their jobs more efficiently and more effectively. But those systems are expensive. In general, we believe that the amount of extra money that you would spend on a student in any given semester will be amply repaid by the higher number of students who actually complete their program of study. So the taxpayer and student money that was spent on tuition is not being wasted by a student who doesn't get to their goal.
Shanna Jaggers, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Shanna Jaggers is the Assistant Director of the Community College Research Center at Teachers College, Columbia University, and co-author of Redesigning America, Community Colleges, A Clearer Path to Student Success. Our Community College Challenge continues next month. We'll introduce you to the five community colleges we'll feature throughout the academic year, their students, and the innovative ways they're approaching higher education.